Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I really want to do the Sports Rage show today. Because it's just kind of cathartic. You just yell and scream to the heavens because you're upset. You should be upset. But there's nothing easier than the bleep everybody, trade everybody, fire everybody show. And if you feel like that today, I totally get it. I'm not going to do that thing on social media. You know what it is. Some of you listening, you do it. You're so self-righteous. Where people get on their high horse and they criticize you for being emotional. I'm not going to do that. Saturday night sucked. I watched the game with my two brothers and my girl at our cottage. No prettier place to take in a game. Yet my emotions were the exact opposite of my view. Game ended. My older brother went right to bed. I don't blame him. I went down to the dock, my girlfriend and my twin brother, to decompress and have one more glass of wine before bed. My brain and my heart, I realized that night, and it's still this morning and today, they're kind of in two different places. My anger, we'll start there, it's directed first at the team. Now, not for this specific series, but power play failed you. Every time you needed to get that goal, you never got that goal, did you? But I'm not really angry for this specific series, but for the bigger picture of playoff failure after playoff failure. The Leafs, and you've heard this now, they're the first team in North American history in all sports to lose a winner-take-all game in the opening round of the playoffs 5 years in a row. Yep, some of those years were against the favored Bruins. But you know what? You want to be a great team, you got to knock out the reigning great team. Toronto never did that. Then there were the past 2 years. No way should this squad have lost to Columbus and certainly Montreal. And then there's this statistic. Since 2017, the Leafs are 1-15 in games when they either try to take a two-game series lead or when it is an elimination game. Every time opportunity presents itself, the Maple Leafs push it away like a small child when they're served broccoli. I know for so many of you that this is the main source of your frustration. It's bigger than one playoff round. It's a half decade of loss, of that feeling that this team has accomplished nothing, that they're wasting years of great players. The other half of my anger is just directed at just how the whole seeding thing works out. And yep, I know, this sounds like loser talk. I get it. And yes, the team would eventually have to face someone like Tampa. But just for a second, it's not about excuses, it's just about facts. Let's compare Toronto with the two other Canadian NHL teams. Is this sour grapes? Probably. So we could squeeze this all up, put it in a bottle, ferment it, and drink it. The Leafs had 115 points in the hardest division in the NHL. And who did they get? They got Vasilevsky, Kucherov, Hedman, and the most supremely confident team in the NHL, if not in all of North America. Calgary had 111 points, 4 points fewer than Toronto. They got the Dallas Stars. Dallas is -8 this year. They got outscored in the regular season. And by the way, Jake Oettinger, he was incredible. But Calgary, they got, hey, here's a second-year goalie. He's 23 years old. By the way, the Stars' number one D in terms of time on ice is Miro Heiskanen. Good player, but just 22 years old. Calgary got gifted youth to face up against in a team that got outscored. Then there's Edmonton. 104 points, or 11 fewer than Toronto. They got an LA Kings team that had a +3 goal differential. Lower than everyone in the playoffs, not named the Dallas Stars. They faced 36-year-old Jonathan Quick, the Kings' number one defenseman in terms of time on ice, some guy named Sean Durzi. I know the idea of fair does not really exist in the playoffs. The postseason is the ultimate in only results matter. That's one of the reasons why we love the playoffs. But the Leafs had the fifth best record in the NHL, playing in the Atlantic, and yet they had the second toughest opening round draw behind only the Nashville Predators. So that's where all the anger comes from. The other side is I'm just kind of bummed out. Imagine that's what like a lot of you are. Maybe emotionally you're just dead inside. I get that as well. I'm just bummed out that it couldn't be different. This result just means it's another boring offseason. I'm sorry, but it is. I'm not sure there'll be any major moves. Maybe some Barry Trotz flirtation. If there is, any major moves, it won't be about what happened over the past 2 weeks. Any major moves that are made, it's what's happened over the past half decade. Not the last 2 weeks. Because, you see, here's the thing about Tampa. They've never been pushed like this before. Their first Stanley Cup run, they beat Columbus in 5, Boston in 5, Islanders in 6, and won the Stanley Cup over Dallas in 6 games. Their second cup run, Panthers in 6, Carolina in 5, Islanders in 7. We'll get to that in a moment. And then they beat Montreal in 5. They've never been pushed like they have against the Maple Leafs. But Matt, what about the Islanders? Yep. Islanders forced a game 7. Islanders won game 1. Go back and look at that series. The Islanders, their 3 wins, all by 1 goal, including an overtime win in game 6, 3-2. Go back and look at that series. Tampa outscored the Islanders by 9. Toronto outscored Tampa by 1. So the storylines will be the same. Should Sheldon Keefe be fired? What about Dubas? What about Shanahan? On some slow days, we'll do a trade Nylander story. It's coming. You know it. I know it. Everyone will yell. My prediction, everyone comes back. The team does whatever it takes to get rid of Peter Mrazek's contract. So look for a package that includes the team losing some draft picks, so someone will take Mrazek. Mikheyev will get overpaid by someone else, and all eyes will be on the growth of Liljegren and Sandin. I've heard the ideas of maybe Muzzin gets moved. We'll see. Then the team will make some minor moves because no team is hamstrung by the salary cap as much as the Maple Leafs, because that salary cap got neutered by COVID. And COVID came soon after the Leafs handed out all those big contracts. You want to talk about bad timing? Leafs facing Tampa? Well, that's bad timing. Leafs facing COVID and what it did to the salary cap is worse. From a sports betting perspective, the Leafs would have been the favorite, or near the favorite, of coming out of the East if they'd won on Sunday. Maybe the Panthers would be a slight favorite. Instead, we're back to pretty much the same narratives about a talented team that is missing that killer instinct. What is that killer instinct? What does that mean? And we'll yell and scream about that. But this is a team that just doesn't quite have it. And that's scary. Kind of like it. So I'm angry. I'm bummed out that we're back in the same predictable final result. How are you doing? And that is my opening thought.
I'm finished.